Prime Minister Andrew Holness prepares to assume chairmanship of CARICOM in July as Jamaica finalizes plans to host the next meeting of the CARICOM heads of government. Stay with us as we look at the significance of CARICOM to Jamaica. We'll also hear about the focus areas for the new CARICOM chair. I'm Anthony Morgan. The Caribbean Community CARICOM is a grouping of 20 countries, 15 member states, and 5 associate members. It comprises island states considered as developing states along with Belize in Central America and Guyana and Suriname in South America. CARICOM was established on July 4, 1973 with the signing of the Treaty of Chagaramas. That treaty was revised in 2002 to allow for the eventual establishment of a single market and economy. The Conference of Heads of Government consists of the heads of government of the member states. It is the supreme organ of CARICOM and it determines and provides policy direction for the community. Except where otherwise provided in the revised Treaty of Chagaramas, the conference is the final authority for the conclusion of treaties on behalf of CARICOM and for entering into relationships between the community and international organizations and states. Prime Minister Andrew Holness will assume chairmanship of the Conference of Heads of Government to the Caribbean Community CARICOM on July 1, 2018, continuing until December 31. His first duty as chairman will be to host the 39th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government, scheduled for July 46 in Montego Bay, St. James.
We welcome this opportunity. We're honored by it, as it gives us the great chance to play a major role in the development of implementation of the CSME and, of course, the general integration movement in line with our development objectives and those of CARICOM member states.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. She says for the first time in approximately 15 years, all 15 heads of CARICOM, along with the heads of associate members, have confirmed their attendance.
We take the strong attendance, the strong presence, as a signal of confidence in Jamaica's chairmanship, as well as perhaps a positive and renewed energy and vigor around CARICOM and the potential that it holds for us all.
In 2014, CARICOM heads adopted the Strategic Plan for the Caribbean Community 2015 to 2019 Repositioning CARICOM, which identifies 6 strategic priorities in the context of a resilience model. The 6 priorities represent key areas of intervention to encourage growth and development in the region. They include building economic, social, environmental, and technological resilience, along with strengthening the CARICOM identity and spirit of community and strengthening community governance. Through his chairmanship, Prime Minister Holness is positioned to further champion the required changes to be made to the CARICOM construct, to enable it to better respond to social and economic challenges, to adopt concrete decisions, and to implement them to achieve the economic objectives of the region. As agreed by the CARICOM heads in Haiti earlier this year, the focus on day one of the conference will be on the implementation of the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, CSME. The heads will also discuss the finding of the CARICOM CARIFORUM Review Commission report. The review was commissioned by Prime Minister Andrew Holness and led by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding. The report was adopted by Parliament on June 19.
Those matters will be dealt with on Thursday, together with the CARICOM Crime and Security Strategy, Disaster Management and Climate Change, as well as the CARICOM Results-Based Management System.
Some 200 foreign officials are expected to be present at the conference.
This will include heads of state and government of the community, their respective delegations, officials from other regional, hemispheric, and international bodies and institutions, as well as members of the diplomatic corps, both local and overseas, who are accredited to CARICOM.
As is customary, CARICOM heads will also have the opportunity to invite 2 special guests to the conference. This year, Jamaica will welcome the President of Chile, Sebastián Piñera Echenique, and the President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez. Among the meetings preceding the regular meeting of the Conference of Heads is the Prime Ministerial Subcommittee on External Trade Negotiations, to be chaired by Prime Minister Holness. Jamaica will also be reinstating a 10K run and an optional 5K run on Saturday, July 7, following the end of this year's conference. The run, not held for the last few heads of government meetings, is to demonstrate Jamaica's support for the fight against non-communicable diseases.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.